You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Bree Zender. Valentine's Day is one of my favorite holidays. It's a day to celebrate the relationships you do have, whether it's romantic or platonic. Now, I'm a single lady, so today is a little less romantic than maybe other people's might be, but I don't want to be bitter. So in celebration of today, I decided to hit the streets of downtown San Luis Obispo this morning and find the romance from other people's relationships.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever experienced?
Oh, February the 14th is one of the best things that ever happened in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I remember that back that far?
One time I was on the kiss cam at a basketball game, and I wasn't with my girlfriend. I was with, like, a friend of mine, but it got awkward quickly. I ended up kissing her on the cheek so that I didn't look like a total fool, but it could have been better.
That's the most romantic thing?
I mean, it's the only thing that happened to me in and around Valentine's Day that I could think of involving romance.
Well, we stayed at the Madonna Inn one year right after we were married.
Yes, that was.
One time she liked to pick up turtles and help them cross the road, so I had a friend put a turtle going to our house in our lane, and I had a note written on the bottom of the turtle, so when she turned it over, asked her how she wanted to go on a date, and she kind of really dug that, so.
The most romantic thing I've ever experienced is my proposal on the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Well, can you tell me a little more about that?
It was spontaneous and fun and gorgeous.
Is that your husband over there?
No, that's my friend. He walked away, he's like, really? That's my husband's best friend.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And no, we're not having an affair.
Going to the beach with my girlfriend and watching her take off her shoes and just take off running down the beach and just watching her play like a kid, happy kid. It was just a really beautiful, romantic moment. I kissed her and she took off running down the beach.
Being by myself, I'd have to say, I don't get a lot of dates, so.
Yeah?
Nothing at all.
Nothing?
No.
I would say my boyfriend who lives here. I actually live in Canada, 4,000 miles away. We were supposed to get to have 8 days together this visit, but he ended up having to go for work to Connecticut on Sunday. So when he picked me up at the airport, he brought me a bouquet of roses and was like, this is going to be our Valentine's Day, like today. So he took me to the Santa Monica Pier, and we got to stop in at our favorite church in Santa Barbara, and he just had the whole day planned out, special for me to get to have, because I only had 2 days with him, so.
Well, my husband, unknown to me, planned a whole weekend at a castle in the middle of United States, so.
A castle?
A castle, yes, that was really fun.
A princess castle, or like?
No, just a castle, real ornate, and.
What was so nice about it?
That he planned it all himself, that he packed all my clothes, that he put the luggage in the trunk without me knowing, that he picked me up and just headed me out.
Right. What's the most romantic thing you've ever experienced?
I don't think I've experienced it yet.
Reporting from downtown San Luis Obispo, I'm Bree Zender.